Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill for Sunday the 11th of February. Looking ahead to the action from Punchestown, Ayr and Exeter. It's all live on Racing Radio from 1:30. Darren Owen, James Millman and Alistair Jones will be in the studio to bring you selections, previews and commentaries on those races. And for now, here on the podcast to look ahead to the action coming up on Sunday and also look back on an exciting Saturday, Newbury Super Saturday. Of course, my name's John Gibby and Alistair Jones joins me now. How are you?
Not bad, John, thank you.
Good to have you with us here on the podcast, right in the midst of all the Saturday action. We've literally just had the Betfair Hurdle as
Indeed,
we record
yeah.
this. So, yeah, it's been an interesting day so far, both in terms of the results we've had and the implications on future races betting as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Some major Cheltenham Festival clues at Warwick, but obviously at Newbury in particular. And some chances definitely enhanced with a view to the big meeting, which is getting closer by the minute.
Well, we're all looking forward to that and looking forward to hearing what you have to say about the races that took place on Saturday very shortly. But first up, we'll get your nap and your next best for Sunday's racing. It's fair to say we take a slight dip in quality in terms of the racing on Sunday, but is Exeter for both your nap and your next best?
It is. Yeah, it's a really good jumps meeting at Exeter. Whether there'll be quite so many Cheltenham Festival clues, I doubt it, but it's good stuff.
So what's the next best? We'll build it up.
The next best?
Mm.
The next best is a horse running at 4:10, and I'm going to take on the likely favourite here in Elegant Escape. This is the graduation chase. Elegant Escape is going to be short odds here. He was second, of course, to Black Courton in a Grade 1 at Christmas on Boxing Day, and that was an eye-catching run in as much that... Kempton didn't really suit this horse. He's more of a galloper than a quickener. So I think getting back to Exeter will definitely benefit this fellow. But the one I'm interested in is the bottom one, David Pipe trained Rams Detay, who is very much an unknown quantity still. And he was particularly impressive at Chepstow last time when conceding weight all round. It was only a small field, but he jumped particularly well and careered away in the closing stages. And the horse who beat him at Fontwell the time before actually went on to win the Rowland Merrick at Wetherby. So this horse's recent form is very much of an upward curve, and I think it stands up well. It's very solid. You know, it's not going to be easy off level weights against a horse who has, without question, achieved more in Elegant Escape. But I just think that this Pipe horse is improving quickly, whereas Elegant Escape is probably... You know, his improvement has perhaps just plateaued. So I'm going to go for Rams Detay in the graduation chase at 4:10.
Don't know what the weather forecast is like for Exeter on Sunday, but encouraging to see him having won his two races over fences so far that he has won on heavy ground.
Yeah, no, he's an ex-French horse and, conditions can't really be soft enough for him.
Fantastic. So that's the next best. What about the nap then?
The nap is going to be in probably the most competitive race on the card, and that's rather typical of these veterans races that have been a great concept the past couple of seasons. And there's some old favourites competing in the 3:35, such as Harry Topper, Ballynagore, Henry Parry Morgan, of course, the 14-year-old Pete the Feet. It's a real, some great old favourites in this race. Harry Topper, I think the handicap has been brutal with his treatment. He's still off a very high mark and clearly isn't as good as he was. Ballynagore could be interesting on his first start for Ian Williams. He's off a reduced handicap mark, does go well fresh, and they've put the hood on for the first time, so he's a lively one. Pete the Feet will run his usual honest race, of course, beat all bar Bywise at Sandown last time. But the one I'm going to take a chance on, and it is a chancy one, admittedly, on the back of 661 days off the track, is the bottom one, Band of Blood, trained by Dr. Richard Newland. He's not had a lot of race in this horse since the last of his Irish wins in 2014, but he's only had five runs for this yard. Hasn't been up there with his best form, admittedly, but on the one occasion he was actually third behind the Last Samurai at Doncaster, and he's a lot lower in the weights than that day. He has been off since 2016, but I wouldn't count that against him. He's got no stamina issues, formerly fourth in an Irish Grand National, and it's going to take a lot of getting 3 mile at Exeter on what's going to be tiring ground. So I just think that he's too well handicapped to ignore this horse, and even though much is made of long absences, I'd rather be back in this horse first time back from a long absence than maybe next time out, because they tend to be best caught fresh. He's got no weight at all, only got 10 stone 5. Sam Twiston Davis rides. I think he's an intriguing contender.
And maybe not quite of the quality of some of the horses we've seen on Saturday, but we have seen on Saturday that horses can win and win well off the back of long layoffs.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course, Native River and Altu are both returning from, you know, not as quite a lengthy absence as Band of Blood, but, you know, thick end of 12 months off the course. And, you know, this day and age, you know, back in the day, it used to be you know, it's a lot harder to get horses fit at home, but nowadays with the new training methods, you know, it's not really that big an issue. It's a bigger question of whether they are as good as they were, as opposed to, you know, it being a fitness issue.
Fantastic. Band of Blood then, the nap selection for Alistair Jones on the card at Exeter on Sunday. And we move now from Sunday to Saturday's action. As I said, it's all very sort of fresh in the memory because we're recording this on Saturday afternoon, and a fantastic day of racing at Newbury, Alistair, you'd have to say. The Denman Chase at 2:25 was the first of the really big, well, certainly the first graded race on the card, and Native River has come and basically laughed in the face of people who thought he might not be able to cut it on the back of an absence, won by 12 lengths from Cloudy Dream.
Yeah, you couldn't have expected any more from this horse, really. I think he's probably beat a non-stayer in Cloudy Dream. I don't think 3 mile on deep ground at Newbury is right up that horse's street. Sappho Darue got very weary late on. I don't think he's run his race, but even so, it's not really a question of what he actually achieved on Saturday. It was just a case of really confirming his well-being ahead of going back to Cheltenham for the Gold Cup. And I know William Hill, you know, shortened him considerably, and you can understand why, because he was third 12 months ago on the back of what was a brutal campaign. You know, he won the Hennessy, won a Welsh National off top weight. You know, this year he's going back a lot fresher. I think he's the one to beat. You know, I think he's got as good a chance as Mike Bite. Mike Bite's probably the more talented, but, you know, the last twice at Cheltenham, he's looked very iffy up the hill, and I don't believe for 1 minute that he won't do something similar next month. So Native River's going to run true to the line. He's a strong stayer. Nothing not to like about that horse's Gold Cup claims. I wouldn't put anybody off backing him.
Native River 6-1 now over at William Hill, and Mike Bite at 3-1. Looking at the Gold Cup picture, it feels a bit like we've got two horses who signify these, you know, old-fashioned staying chasers like Native River, the Gold Cup winners of old, up against Mike Bite, who's a slightly flashier, younger, you know, horse, yeah, who is never going to win a race like a Grand National, for example, but does it more stylishly.
I don't think I've ever known a Gold Cup that is just, it's more open than the betting would suggest. I mean, William Hill go 3-1 Mike Bite and 6-1 Native River and Sizing John. You know, they should be betting 5 as the field, I think, because it is, Mike Bite is the most talented horse in the race, but that, you know, I wouldn't contemplate backing him at 3-1 given what he's done at Cheltenham the last twice in, yeah, you know, up the hill. And if you know, he's done it twice now, so it's not as though there's every chance of him repeating the trick. He could still win, but he's risky enough. There's so many horses with questions to answer. At least Native River's come there and produced a really positive performance today. You know, Sizing John has got questions to answer on the back of, you know, a poor run over Christmas.
Are people overreacting to one poor run?
Possibly. And you've got to bear in mind that he's trained by an absolute genius in Jessica Harrington. You know, he's a big danger, no question. Coney Island is interesting on his novice form, but the race he won at Ascot fell apart. Kalalta Vic, does he jump well enough? Is he experienced enough? Road to Respect, is he good enough? I doubt it. Our Duke had an excuse last week at Leopardstown, was going okay when he made a bad mistake. Definitely Red, I think, lacks the class. Manila Rocco, Black Line, you know, then you're into horses that really shouldn't be winning. It's an intriguing race, but it's wide open.
Yeah, well, it'll be very interesting to see what happens in the closing weeks towards the Gold Cup. As you say, one of the more races.
The thing is, we're not going to get a lot of, I think, where we are now, I think the form in the book is there. Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a lot else. Will any of them horses run between now and Cheltenham? I don't think they will.
Black Lion's going to run in the Grand National trial, but is he going to go to the Gold Cup?
Everything's about the Grand National with that horse. He'll probably end up with top weight on Tuesday when the weights are announced. So that may tempt him to take the chance in the Gold Cup, because it'll be a big ask to win in the National off top weight. But other than that, I think all the others are going to probably head straight there. So it's going to be an intriguing race. But if you nailed me to the mast, I would, and had to pick one right here, right now, I'd pick Native River.
Native River at 6-1 currently for the Cheltenham Gold Cup after that convincing win in the Denman on Saturday. We move then to another Grade 2 on Newbury's card. Altior for Nicky Henderson, returning perhaps not quite at the same style of Native River, but then he's had a very classy horse in Politolog back in second.
I thought it was a perfectly satisfactory performance. Really, on that sort of ground, I don't think we could have expected a lot more from him first time back after a lure. They didn't want to give him a hard race. He's basically toyed with a horse that has had a really progressive campaign and is, you know, went to Newbury with no excuses, right on the top of his game. And Altior's essentially, you know, just toyed with him. Altior wants better ground than that. You've only got to look at his running action. He really does grab the ground, you know, and he's a good ground horse, even though, I mean, all great horses go on any ground, and he does. He can win on anything, but he's deadly on better ground. I think they'll be absolutely overjoyed by that. I mean, William Hill bet 4-5, I think, for the champion chase. For me, he should be 1-2. You know, he's that good. Min is second in at 3-1. And, you know, the race at Leopardstown sort of fell apart. Had Ordinary World not capsized at the last, you know, I don't think we'd be going quite so nuts about Min's performance, because I think he'd have probably given him a race. Altior was in a different league to a horse like Ordinary World. And, you know, we know he's a superior horse to Min because he's beat him before.
So what about Duvan?
Well, who knows? You know, we're all in the dark as to his well-being, yeah, and as to whether he's, you know, to win at Cheltenham on the back of that sort of absence would be a monumental achievement.
Yeah, I think if you look at some of the returning horses on the back of a time off for injury in particular, and look at the performances they've put up though from the Mullins Yard. If you think about Forheen's comeback, where he beat Jezky by about 15 lengths, yeah, and obviously since then the form's dipped, but
yeah, no, absolutely, it's keeping these horses at the highest level for long periods is a big ask. And for Duvan to come back to his brilliant best after what, you know, not just the layoff but what was a serious injury, and that's the difference. Like today, Native River and Altior had tweaks and they'd had bits and bobs, but they weren't serious leg injuries. You know, Bartus Hill did have a serious leg injury and he doesn't look the horse he was. Yeah. Duvan, it was a serious injury he picked up at Cheltenham. So you couldn't even contemplate backing him at 9-2. I see Altior's now 8-11 with William Hill, and that's no surprise that they've shorted him up from 4-5, because I think if he gets there on the day, and please God that will be the case, and he's, for me, he's a 1-2 chance to beat that lot. Bar, you know, Duvan is the grey area, admittedly, yeah, but other than that, I don't think there's anything to worry about. I Political can be 8-1 for Cheltenham when he's just beat him today with everything. He's got beat today with absolutely everything in his favour and been beaten four lengths, but I mean, that is not a true reflection of the class between the two horses. I mean, for me, Political should be a 14th chance at least.
It's a bit of a dodging bullets, isn't he, Political? He sort of is picking things up when the when the star 2 mile chasers aren't around.
Exactly, he's a good horse. You know, there's nothing not to like about him. But he's, you know, an Altior's a proper champion, and I'm so glad he won today, because even if he needed the run, you don't want to see a really good horse get beat. And you know, onwards and upwards now for Cheltenham.
35 minutes after Altior's return, we had the richest handicap hurdle in Britain run, the Betfair hurdle. And sometimes off the back of these big field handicap hurdles, you know, there's not a lot to talk about, because sometimes the horses have won the race and it was like that was their Cheltenham. But Kalashnikov, who's been a fantastic prospect for Amy Murphy all through the year, has come through and won this by 4.5 lengths on ground he wasn't supposed to like.
Absolutely, it was a very taking performance. You get a novice in this race with a bit up its sleeve from a handicapping perspective, and they're very hard to beat. I think that's now 7 of the last 9 winners have been novices, and something like 5 have been making their handicap debuts. You know, the profile is, and this horse had the perfect profile. Second in the Tolworth last time out, Grade 1 form, coming into a handicap off a nice weight. He's travelled like a supremely talented horse, and given that, as you said, he wants better ground, then I think it was a really, really encouraging effort with the view to Cheltenham. Obviously, Ballyandy won this 12 months ago, went on to get beaten the Supreme, ran well, but wasn't good enough. I think this horse will definitely, I mean, we were talking earlier about what race they'll go for, whether they'll step him up to 2 mile 5 for the Ballymore or stick to 2 mile for the Supreme. I think My advice would be to steer clear of wherever Samco goes.
Yeah. Which will presumably be the Ballymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually wrote in my article this week, I think they'd be mad not to run him in the Supreme because he's just won a 2 mile grade one at Leopardstown. Why change? Mm. You know, he's Giggenstown are obsessed with sort of staying horses, but this horse has got so much speed. For me, he has to go for the Supreme. And if that's the case, then I would definitely run Kalashnikov in the longer race because there aren't that many. In Britain or Ireland, there aren't that many really good novice hurdlers coming through, and this is he's probably now confirmed himself the best novice in England, I'd have thought, with that performance. So if he runs in the race that Samco, if he dodges Samco at Cheltenham, I think he'll be favourite.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, lots to like about that. Lots to like about that horse, and he's got the scope and the build to keep improving for a good while yet.
For the Ballymore hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, incidentally, Kalashnikov is 14-1, and that is with non-runner insurance. And for the Supreme Novices hurdle, can be backed at 10-1, so still a double-figure price for both races.
There's worse bets, for definite, on the Ballymore. I mean, admittedly, it is a handicap, and he was on a lenient weight. But, you know, and that's a big step up to grade one level. But this horse is heading to that level of competition without question. He's that good.
Well, last but not least, in terms of our tour of the big races on Saturday, there was another grade two, this time at Warwick, the Kingmaker Novices Chase, an odds on favourite. St Calvados has come out and won, well, a little bit more than in the style of a 4-9 favourite, has won by 22 lengths in the end.
Yeah, hugely impressive performance. It's not as though he's beat rubbish either. Diego de Charmil, North Hill Harvey, you know, very good novices, and he's absolutely destroyed them. That, for me, takes any doubt about which race he goes for at Cheltenham, because handicaps, I think, are out of the equation. So he's definitely going to go for the Arkle. And he's the best of the British behind Footpad and Petit Mouchoir, of course, who, you know, were first and second in the Irish Arkle last weekend. So all the form is in the book. This horse is the improver. You know, he was wildly impressive, I thought, today. Jumped particularly well. It's a big ask to make all in the to make all at Cheltenham in the Arkle, especially if he gets taken on up front, which he probably will do. You know, it's going to be a bit of a burn up. I'd be very keen on Petit Mouchoir. I thought he was hugely eye catching last week behind Footpad, and he would be the each-way bet for me.
Interesting you mentioned the best British two-mile novice chaser when So Royale is a poor choice from the belly.
Yeah, So Royale's got the form in the book, admittedly, but what Diego, on the figures, I would say what Diego, St Calvados did today would match anything So Royale has achieved as a novice chaser.
He can be backed at 8-1 for the Arkle if you were impressed with his performance in the Kingmaker Novices Chase at Warwick on Saturday. And Esther, we'll have you back in the William Hill Racing studio on Sunday. So we look very much forward to that.
Indeed, yeah.
And we look forward to having you back on the podcast very soon.
Okie doke, thank you.